I was just feeling a little bit too sure of myself. My shoelaces were done up, my microphone was working, and I forgot the sermon. May only the truth be spoken, and may only the truth be heard. In the name of God, our Creator, Jesus, our Sustainer, and the Holy Spirit, who calls us to holiness. Amen. Please be seated. So we continued to read today from the Gospel according to St. Luke. This Gospel was developed for all people, but especially for Gentiles, as ourselves, and for those existing on the margins of society. Its aim was to encourage Luke's newly established communities by teaching what it is to live in this new way as Christian communities. Luke teaches about Jesus' whole life, his birth, his ministry, his death and resurrection, right through to the ascension. The text is roughly divided into two parts, and these are his birth in Galilee, to the beginning of his mission of teaching and healing, and then his ministry on the journey to Jerusalem and straight on to his ascension. And our text today is found just about halfway through the gospel. So right at the end of the first part of teaching and healing, and then moving on to his ministry. It continues to focus on how to live in a Christian community, though, and it begins to speak more clearly about being part of the kingdom of God's love, not as some future intention, but as we live right now. So, one Sabbath day, Jesus was at the home of a Pharisee for dinner. The Pharisees, by this point, they seem to have lost interest in trying to trap Jesus in any actions counter to their interpretation of the law of Moses. But still, they were watching him. And Jesus knew he was being watched, as he was also watching his hosts and the other guests. Jesus noticed that the guests were vying for the best seats, the seats of honor. The best seats. When I was a child, growing up in Montreal, I had a very small family. And we used to gather, you know, for Christmas and Easter and holidays and birthdays. And my grandfather was always sat at the head of the table. And he was a bit of a bully. And so the best seats in the house were the seats furthest away from the head of the table, out of his line of sight, with the fastest possibility of escape from the table and heading into the kitchen. We interpret honor differently with different groups, but Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and about their best seats, the places of honor. And it's this activity that Jesus draws our attention to. So he tells a parable about sharing, shared meals, invitation lists. Have you noticed that when we go to weddings, now it's posted who's sitting where at which tables? And the conversation goes often to, well, I wonder how that person is connected with that person. And oh my goodness, now do you think? Now, we don't know that one, but maybe that's part of the groom's family. Have you noticed that? Well, so this practice of checking out our seating arrangements is not dead. So he tells this parable about sharing and honor. The honor system was the basis of the culture in Jesus' time on earth. Public shame could ruin a family. I have been told in a church to move out of the seat that I'm sitting in because it belongs to somebody else. It is so embarrassing. Public shame. It could ruin a family. Public honor could offer rich rewards in social and business and family life. So in this honor system, reciprocal invitations to meals and festivals were both necessary and expected. Jesus saw this honor system being played out in front of him at this dinner, and he decided to tell a parable. The parable is about the same lack of humility that Jesus taught about last week. When friends and family are invited, there's a reasonable expectation of reciprocal invitations. But in the countercultural plan that Jesus is offering, the invitations are made to include those who are poor, crippled, lame, and blind, to use the words of Jesus. In other words, people who, in that time, could never hope to repay. Therefore, there is no honor forthcoming to the host. The blessing will come from being part of establishing the realm of love on earth, as we pray in the Lord's Prayer, right? Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. To a subtle extent, I think the system of reciprocity is still evident in our own society. And Jesus continues to challenge this system. Jesus still challenges those who host to also invite people who cannot return the invitation. Jesus is teaching us that in God's communities of love, we are all created to be equal, different, but equal. Equal in God's sight, and therefore equal in our sight. Equally cared for, equally loved. When we only include those who can repay us in some way, we are ignoring God's command to love. Love our neighbors, treat other people as God would, with generosity, kindness, openness, and grace. We know that living in this way is not always convenient or easy, but it's what God asks of us. Living in God's way of love requires change in our patterns of life. I think we need to lessen our celebration of all that divides us and aims to diminish one another, and truly celebrate all that we have in common. We are called to relinquish some of our tightly held and beloved ideas and to nourish the attitudes that Jesus asks of us. Honor systems of reciprocity in our world are not nearly as important as righteousness in the realm of God's love. We can keep meeting the world's expectations of what life is, or we can keep trying, or we can live in Jesus' way, which is to welcome others as God welcomes us. We are not left alone to work this out and to learn these lessons. As one of my favorite professors, Father Bill Merave, used to say, Jesus is not merely a moral teacher. Jesus is the beloved child of God. Jesus loves us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is with us to help us, to guide us, to be more and more the people we are created to be. Jesus is here with us, here to free us, to heal us from all that harms our souls. Our decisions are not easy with this call from God to serve. Our decisions, though, they draw us away from pride and selfishness and draw us toward humility. They draw us into the kingdom of love that God prepares for all people. Loving God, you renew us at your table with the bread of life. May your holy food strengthen us in love and help us to serve you in each other. Amen.